daf is daf tezayin. We got to a few lines down on the Amud. We're discussing about bringing up the offer from the bottom of the Mishkan. That was whether it be in Nov, Givon, Beis Olam, and Beis Hamikdash. Wherever it was, you had to take some dirt. Machlokas, whether you take the dirt from the outside or daf has to come from within the Beis Hamikdash. So we're now five lines down. Ibarilu. Yomar asks the question, Ein sham afar, mao sheitein efer. Let's say there is no dirt, can a person use ashes instead? So aliba the Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, lo nechluk, lo tibarilucha, there's no question. Damri, that they hold, lo matzinu efer shekari afar. They hold that never do we find anywhere that the word efer is replaced with the word afar. Ashes and dirt, even though they sound very similar, and they're only one letter difference, and they're very similar in terms of what they are, they don't replace each other, and it would not work according to Beis Shammai. Kitibarilucha, the kasha is, we'll see where Beis Shammai comes into play, but Kitibarilucha, the kasha was only within the Aliba, the Beis Hillel, within his world. What does he hold? Damri matzinu efer shekar afar. That he holds that ashes and dirt is actually interchanged. My. So what's the halacha? Afagav diikwe afar hacha bakarka mishkan ksiv. Odilma hacha hai bakarka mishkan lichthisi ben Yehuda ulchthisi ben Menachem Hudasi. So do we say, even though it's called afar, here it's in the kark of the Mishkan. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, first of all, there's a Rashi, but it's not in bold. It's a two dots, though. Plux of the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rashi is going to give the background of what this Beis Shammai Beis Hillel hold. So Plux, it's around 10 narrow lines down. Plux of the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, B'shchitas Chulin, to Perek in Maseches Chulin, Gavei Kisoy Hadam. Kisoy Hadam, it's really... It's Maseches Chulin. I'm not sure what it's called. Shchitas Chulin, but in the Perek, it's called the Perek, it's Kisoy Hadam. So Gavei Kisoy Hadam, Aliba the Beis Hillel, Damrin an Efer Karoy Offer. So the pasuk in Chukas is referring to the burning of the Parduma, and you take the ashes. Now ashes is really afer with an aleph, but the pasuk calls it offer with dirt. So Beis Hillel paskins, when it comes to Kisei Adam, the halacha is when a person shechs a chai or an oaf, you have to do Kisei Adam. When it comes to Behema, you don't do Kisei Adam. So you need to take dirt, the pasuk is an offer. So, but he held, based on this pasuk, afer works as well. You can interchange the words. But Beis Shammai Omrim says Rashi, Afar Asrefa Nikra Afar Stamalo Ikri. No, only something that's burnt is called Afar. It's called Afar Srefa, dirt of burn, of being burnt. But Stam Afar, Stam dirt on the ground does not interchange with Afar. So that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Machlokas. So within Beis Shammai, who holds elsewhere that Afar and Afar are not interchangeable, there's no kashir, that you cannot use ashes instead. But within Beis Hillel, who permits you to use ashes for Kisei Adam, maybe you could use ashes for the mitzvah of Sota. So the Gemara says, rather back to the Rashi now, continuing in Rashi, Hacha Bakarka Mishkan Ksiv, Vekra Yisrehu. It's an extra pasuk. Deha Israbe Me'asher Yehiyah, Dein Tzarech Lechofra Misham. We learn from Asher Yehiyah, you don't have to actually dig from the bottom of the Mishkan. Hilkach Lemute Efer also. So the word Bakarka Mishkan is extra. Maybe it's extra to teach me you're not allowed to use Efer. You can't use ashes. Dafka Karka Mishkan. Ule Midresh, and to teach me a Joshua, the Be'inan Dumya de Karka Mishkan has to be similar to the ground floor. So let's read this in the Gemara now and get a flow here. So now we understand who Beis Shammai and who Beis Hillel are. So Beis Hillel again holds you can use ashes for Kisei Adam. Can you use it also for Sota? So Gemara says again, Kitibarilacha, the question was only Aliba de Beis Hillel. Damri matzinu efer shekari afar. In general, he finds that ashes and dirt are interchangeable. So my, what do we say? Afa gav de ikre afar. Even though in general we find that ashes are called dirt. Hacha, here it wouldn't work though because it says bekarka mishkan ksiv. There's an extra word bekarka mishkan. It's really emphasized dafka the dirt. Only the karka the mishkan may be used and not ashes. Odilmar, or perhaps high bekarka mishkan is not to teach me what type of material can be used, rather to teach me l'chadisa ben Yehuda u'l'chadisa ben Menachem Hudasi, what we learned yesterday, to come to include that a person should not use it in the box from outside, but you should, if you need dirt, you should first bring it into the inside of the mishkan and then grab it from the bottom. But not to teach me what type of dirt can be used, and according to this side, one taka can use ashes for a tzota. But that's the
Tzarek. Yeah, we agreed that everybody says that you can bring from the outside or not.
No. That you can bring from the outside, but then you have to place it. The question is whether you have to place it down in the Karka Mishkan, let it set, and then re-pick it up.
Right. So that, according to everybody, you can do.
According to everyone, you do, but some say you have to do that. According to the other Mandamar, you could take from the outside and directly put it into the Sota without putting it down first.
This is just like a theoretical question, the Afar, because there's no reason. I mean, you can always find... You can always
exactly.
Find
it's always dirt. You never really need the ashes.
Right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Right. But it could be practical. I mean, you could still decide to use it even though you don't have to use it.
Right.
But it would, right.
So
it
there's
would,
no question
right.
of tuma, it's nothing, it's not talking about anything.
No.
That it would be better effort than afar, no.
Well, definitely. All right. I mean, once you include, let's say you assume that Afer does work also.
Right. Would that be better?
Would there be a hierarchy?
Right.
That's a question. I don't
right.
know.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see if even it works first. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Bishlosha Mekomos Halacha Ukvas, Halacha Ukeves, Mikras Mikra. There are three places where the Halacha, which is typically Halacha Moshe Mesinai, is going to uproot the Pasuk in the Torah. Let's see what this means. Amr Ba'afar, it says Ba'afar, which is referring to here, this is Kisei Adam. You have to do Ba'afar, V'halacha, B'chol Davar. You can use anything you want. Says Rashi. Now let's look at Rashi Okeves. Mikapechas es ikvo ma'amado v'okeres. It uproots the heel from where it's standing. B'shlosh mekomo, says Rashi, halacha l'mosh mesinai ba v'okeres es ha-pasuk. The Mesorah, the halacha l'mosh mesinai comes to uproot the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk. So Rashi says, HaTorah Amar Be'afar, Le'inun Kitzay Adam, V'lohich Shedavar Acher, only dirt works. Says Rashi, Halacha B'chol Davar, but the halacha is that anything can be used, HaMegad V'tzmachim, anything that grows, anything that could grow from it, Kigon, Hazarnich, Hasid, V'chareses, Levena, Shekatsher, different types of materials, as long as something could grow from it, pottery, earthenware, it works even though it's not actual dirt. That's example one. Example 2 says the Gemara. That Torah Amra Bitar. This pasuk is referring to the Nazir. The Nazir has to use a tar. V'halacha b'chol davar. Anything a person could use. Says Rashi. Rashi is, it's actually out of order in Rashi. But the third one down in Rashi, Rashi says, Torah Amra Tar lo yavar aroshan b'nazir. Nazir can't cut his hair with a razor, dafka razor, but scissors or something else can be used. Halacha b'chol davar, says Rashi, detanan nazir shegilach bein bezug bein betar o shesifsif kol shuchayv. If you use anything else, that's going to be a violation as well, even if it's not a razor. So asks Rashi, actually interesting, well, there's a long Rashi here. Yeah, we can read a few lines. Im tomar ein ze akira el tosefis. This is not an akira. This doesn't uproot it. It just adds on to you. Just like you can't use a razor, you can't use other things as well. That's a tosefes, not a kira. Ibra kira hisha malakin oso al kach. No, it's the also lahakos says yo bechinam sharei amr Torah lo Yosef ben Yosef. No, the pasuk says you can't hit somebody for no reason. This comes to be ochre the iser of hitting for the purpose of for violating this avera. That's how he's trying to he's re-explaining it. It's not a hosafa, it's really a kira. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says the third example where there's a pasuk in the Torah that's uprooted by halacha l'moshe misinai is the Torah Amra Sefer. Sefer is referring to what? I'm referring to Sefer krisis, a get. And comes along halacha b'chol davar. A person doesn't have to necessarily use a piece of paper. He could write it on a piece of a leaf, as Rashi says, or a luach, or a tablet. So the Gemara says now, based on this idea of imis, if it's true, lich shev nami hai. So let's also include the case of a sota. The pasuk says a sota has to use afar and comes on halacha l'mosh mesinai to tell me you could even use afer. The fact that it's not on the list tells me that you cannot use afer. Dafka afar must be used. So Gemara says tana v'shar. No, it's very possible left the list. It wasn't a exhaustive list. So Gemara says my shire. There's a concept is whenever the Gemara says tana v'shar, it always means at least two things are left off. Because it wouldn't make sense to have a whole list of 10 things and leave 11 thing off. Just have the 11th thing. But if they didn't want to be exhaustive, they're going to have to at least leave two things off. So if you're telling me that sota was left off, find me a second thing that was left off the list also. So Tanav Shire, my Shire, what else was left off? The High Shire, the following was left off. Shire, Mitzora. It left off of Mitzora. What's the example of a Mitzora that the Pasuk says one thing and Halacha Moshe Mesinai says something else? It says that Ditanya v'haya b'yom ha-shvi, in the seventh day, Yigaleach has kol saro after the Mitzora is clean. The seventh day, he shaves all his hair. All his hair. Es rosho v'es zikono v'es gabos einav. But then it gets specific, and that's a prat, his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. And v'es kol saro. Then the Pasuk says again, v'es kol saro yigaleach. That's a chazar v'klal. So we have it's another klal. So the klal is klalu prato klal yatadon elokin prat. When you have a klal prat klal, that translates to has to be the klal is not everything included. It's only things that are similar to the prat kena prat. So what's the prat? Ma prat mifurash makom kinus seyar venir. Just like the examples given, the head, the beard, and the eyebrows, were situations where the hair is very much dense and it's also visible. Afkomakum kinu sayar vinira has to also be other places where it's very dense, the hair, and it's also visible. So my rabbi, what does this come to include? Comes to include rabbi sayar reglayim, to come to include hair on the leg. That has to be shaved as well. Right, so Rashi says, not really reglayim.
It's a good rabbi to wear shorts.
Let's not talk about that. If you look at Rashi, right, so Rashi,
that
the,
would be a good thing.
But if you look at, if you see Rashi five wide lines down, he says not quite talking about legs.
Bottom left.
He says Seir Raglayim Dosamakum. For the Osamakum, the private parts.
But that's not visible.
It's exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
Right.
And Rashi says Velishna Malyonaka. They chose a proper language. They spoke in.
They went to the bathhouses.
I guess so. Let's see.
No, so if that's the case, then what about you? What about your armpits?
Right. Yeah.
Well, your arms are covering it, though.
Even when a person's not dressed, it's covered.
Well, you hope.
Right. but yeah, I wonder why. Okay.
Meaning that it's not covered by the body itself, by body parts themselves, maybe.
And your chest.
A lot of people don't have hair on the chest.
Depends how...
What?
Right, each person's different. That's the situation. Depends maybe how Middle Eastern you are. Okay. Fine. Gemara now says... that's the next question. Very good. So Gemara says now, my mia, to what's coming to be excluded then? Mia, the base shechi, the armpits. Right. The chulagufa and the rest of the body. The bottom line is, migalech kidlas. So says Rashi, halacha migalech kidlas, kulo kidlas, af b'taglacha shnia, katani digam migalech kagufo. What's going on here right now? Let's read a little bit further. Titna, and the Mishnah says, balo lahaki pesametora mavir tara al kobisaro. But even though the pasuk sound like only the areas that are visible should be shaved, but not the armpits, not the rest of the body, don't have to be shaved. The hilchsa comes along halacha Moshe Messina to tell me megadlech kedilas. You're supposed to shave like a delas. I'm not sure why they're comparing to delas exactly, but that's a delas is a gourd, no?
Right.
So I guess that's completely clean of any hairs.
Yeah, smooth.
Okay.
Like a delas.
So the halacha comes that everything has to be shaved, even the armpits, and the rest of the body has to be shaved. That comes to be oker, the pasuk, which indicates only certain areas have to be shaved. So this is another example.
So you can't use a razor there?
For the case of matzora, you can.
You can use a razor.
Only for matzora, part of the cleaning. But in general, a person can't. Well, a person can use a razor, actually, other parts of the body, just not his face.
Right.
But no, but the idea is
you
not...
You use a razor on the top of your head.
Top of your head you could also use, yeah.
Right.
The point here is not about the razor. When it comes to mitzvah, the issue is what part of the hair has to be cut. The mitzvah is to cut. The pasuk sounds like the mitzvah is only to cut the parts that are visible and that are dense. The halacha tells us that no, every part of the body has to be shaved. So it's being okay what has to be done in the Torah. This is telling us everything has to be done. So this is another example of something else that was left off the list. So just like mitzvah is left off the list, it's very possible that sota was left off the list also. That even though the pasuk says sota, one has to use dafka dirt, the halacha might be that you could even use the afer as well.
Here we're okur at limut of brat to plat. We're not really okur.
Right. It's a very good question, but the concept is we have this. When it comes to Yud Gimel Midos Shatot and Jeshus Behen, we view them as if they're Kimefurash.
As a Kimefurash.
Yeah. So not all of them. Not all of them. Certainly Gzer Shavas we do. Kavachomers we don't, but that might simply be because the Kavachomer that we might make, Shema Yesh Pircha, might have a certain flaw in it. So we don't know. We can't necessarily view it as being Mefurash, but that is a very, very good question, and that's why some of you have to answer. Let me just finish this line here, then we'll take a look in the back if anyone addresses this. So again, it says the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Bala lahaki fesa mitzora, when a person comes to the mak of the mitzora, which is referring to his head and the peos, mavir tara kol besaro, the Mishnah tells us you have to cut all his hair off. With a katani seifa, and the seifa says, Uba yom hashvi, migalcho, and the seventh day you shave it, taglacha shnia, tkidlacha shvishona. The second shaving is like the first shaving. So he shaves for himself first, and then when he becomes tara, he shaves a second time, but the idea is you shave the entire body, which is oka the pasuk. And that's how we prove our point. that so too, possibly, the so too is left off the list as well. Look at your question quickly about the flour product klal. It's not, as you said, not the same type of case as before. It was not a first pasuk. Very good. So the Rambam writes anything that in Sefer Mitzvos, anything that's Torah Shin Jeshus Behem, the Yud Gimamidos, is before spirit, it's considered Daraisa. But the Ramban there writes it's only a Din Derabanan. So the Achronim ask, and among the Achronim are the Maratzchias and the Sfas Emes, ask the Ramban what's going on here. If it's only Din Derabanan, this can't be a Raya from the Gemara here. This is your very question. According to the Rambam, everything works out well. So there's who answer that there must be a mistake in the gears of our Gemara. That's the Maratzchias answers this way, because the Yerushalmi has a different presentation here, and the way the Gemara is reads is there are three places where halacha is okeves mikra uvimakom echad lemidrash. One place is al oker adrasha, and that would be including this case. Very, very good.
But then you couldn't learn shir my shir, because it's different.
Say it again. That. Oh.
You couldn't add it as a second thing then, that you left out.
Right, then you needed to find something else that was left off the list. Right. So as Emes answers differently, which I was going to suggest, is that when the Gemara says halacha, it doesn't refer to Hilchos al Moshe Mesina, it refers to halacha midrabanan, where the Chachamim came along and were ochre this. Whoever said that these cases are situations of halacha Moshe Mesina, you know, the case of the Mitzora and the Nazir and the Krisis.
The classic one is the Hilchos sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.
Well, that's not...
That's a Hilchasa.
Right, so Gemara says Hilchasa all the time. Hilchasa means just a halacha l'maisa. It's a halacha that the Chachamim created.
Not whether the Raisa
or right. The Gemara says, when it says Gemiri, oftentimes Gemiri means a Masara. That refers to halacha Moshe Mesinai. Hilchasa Gemiri would mean that. But Hilchasa, it doesn't say Hilchasa Gemiri, it says Hilchasa. So unclear. So that seems to be the debate, whether halacha here means halacha Moshe Mesinai like Rashi indicates, or maybe it means the Chachamim were okra davar minat Torah. These are two ways to read this. And according to this Fast Embassy, wouldn't have your question. Yerushalmi has a... Okay, very good. Okay, the Gemara says now, a few lines up from the bottom here, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Ki ka chashiv halacha, okeves mikra, ha okeves midarbanhi. Is that what we just said? Is that what this Fast Embassy is machamin to? So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, five lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mitzorah shlo shirahu. The fact that Mitzorah was left off the list is not considered being left off the list. Right, Dechi ka, Chashiv halacha, Keves mikra, Kigon sefer, Tar afar, those three that we thought of, Dechse behedya, Mamish in the Pasuk, Vahalacha, Keves, Moseves, Aha mikra. But this case is only Midirabanan, it's only a drasha. Okay, so what was the question before?
Here it brings your, the within Roman and Ramban.
I see they pointed out this is a proof for the Rambam, not for the Ramban. It's a bunch of yourselves here. Medrash, Rabbanan, how exactly to read this? Okay, so this depends. This seems to be a raya that adjashos are only midin de Rabbanan. Okay, let's keep going then. So, Rapapa Amar ki kachash of halacha okeves velkeres, ha okeves umosefesi. So, he's explaining here that when we're considering halachas, only those that were uprooting things, not things that were adding. So, therefore, what?
Rapapa is coming to say what now? He's coming on what?
We're trying to reject why Mitzorah couldn't be on the list.
So we're forgetting about Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's question. Now. We're going back.
Exactly right. That was his point. And Rav Nachman says it can't be. And we're trying to figure out, Sota was left off the list. Well, if Sota was left off the list, there must be another case that was left off the list. That's Mitzorah. So now we're rejecting it. Mitzorah could never have been on the list in the first place. First answer, Rav Nachman says it can't be on the list because it's only Din Derabanan. It's a different. Baba says it's different because by the Mitzorah, it's not being Oker the Lach of Mitzorah, it's being most of it. It's adding on. Not only do you shave your head, your beard, and your eyebrows, you also shave the rest of the body. That's a Hosafa. That's not a Keres. So that could not have been on the list. So that's not considered left off. So we still don't have a riot that Sota should have been on the list as well. So then the Gemara says the last two lines of the Amud, Rav Ashi Amar, Hamas Nisan Mani, who authored the Braisa, this whole discussion, Rav Ashi says, referring to the Makum Kina Seva Nira, which parts of the body need to be shaved, only those parts that are dense and are visible. So Gemara says, Mani Rabbi Yishmalhi, the Darish Klalo Prati, he learns Klalo Prat, Kidilas. Prati fine, and therefore what? So if you look at Rashi, is Rashi going to help us out with this? Let's see. And therefore what?
Right, I think as opposed to ribui and unmute. That's what it means.
We're doing cloud prat in the beginning also, though. The idea, the reason why Rav Ashi gives another reason why Mitzora could not have been on the list, it's because it's not because we pass halacha Moshe Sinai that the halacha is oker, rather it's because of a drasha. Our klal, our rule was when the Mitzora, when the halacha Moshe Sinai is being oker the pasuk. This is not a halacha Moshe Sinai. This is a drush that's okay, so it doesn't fit into this list of categories.
Under the same question that
similar. Pretty well. His was that it was a din derabanan.
Right.
Yeshua might think it's a deraisa, but since it's coming from a drasha and not halacha Moshe Sinai, it doesn't fit into that list nicely. And then the Gemara says, "Kidlas mani." The one who holds that has to be, who authored the Mishnah that has to be mamish, completely shaved, smooth like a dlas, that's Rabbi Akiva. He the darsh ribo yomiyut, the tanya v'haya b'yom ashvi galech has kol saro. That's a riba that includes the entire body. Es rosh ves ikon ves gabos einav miyut, that excludes parts of the body. Ves kol saro yigalech, that's a chaz of riba, riba miyut riba. You have such a structure. The halachid riba kol, everything's included. My riba de chula gufo, the entire body. Umay miyut, and what's excluded? Miyut seyash shabaso chachotem, that the nose hair. So therefore what? Therefore you can't combine Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva together, because they're two different opinions. The Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's not that one's being okay or something else. They're arguing on each other. Rabbi Shmuel holds dafka, the parts that are visible, and Rabbi Akiva thinks the entire body. Not one being okay or the other one. It's a machlokas. The other case was, the pasuk says one thing, and the halacha says something else, and we paskin, that's something else. But this is a debate, so it's a different explanation. You follow that? Again, the other three examples we had, the pasuk said A. No one argues on this. Everyone, it starts with the pasuk. It says sefer krisis, and the halacha says everything can be used. And when it comes to the tar, only tar, it's also to cut the hair of the tar, but everything can be included. And the third case was the afar can be used for kisui dam, and everything can be used. But though everyone agrees to that structure, it starts off with very limited and expands to beyond that. This is not a starting off point one and going on to point two. There's a machlokas in the end of the day, what can be used? Rabbi Shmuel says you could only shave, only have to shave certain parts of the body. Rabbi Akiva says you have to shave the entire body. That's not a stage one, stage two. That's just a machlokas in the end of the day. Well, chotem is the one exception for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says everything except for
because
the nose.
Miut and ribui goes, takes away the furthest from where it is, as opposed to
right. But in the end of the day, it's not that we have to. You would have thought you only shave these parts of the body. The end, you shave all parts. That's not how it works. Rabbi Yishmael says in the ma'isa, the maskana, you do these parts only. Rabbi Akiva says you shave everything except for the nose. That's the bottom line.
How does he learn as kol v'saro?
As kol v'saro.
Not Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
He holds, he uses it, everyone agrees the structure is that way. It's a klal, prat, or klal.
It's kol b'saro, it's pretty inclusive.
No, that's fine, but since you have the prat in the middle of
it
has to therefore limit the klal somehow. You're qualifying the klal. But at the end of the day, that's the machlokas in the end of the day. It's not a stage one, stage two, and therefore it doesn't fit into the list of the brisa, and the Torah cannot be viewed as being left off the list. And if that's not left off the list, then you can't say Soto is left off the list either. So the maskana, what's the bottom line here? My havelah, around seven lines down from the top of Tezayin Amud Beis. Gemara brings another raya, Toshma. Dama Rav Huna Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Ein Sham Afar. Let's say there's no dirt. Maybe Rak Vuvis, Yerak, Umekadesh. What's Rak Vuvis, Revas? Yerak? It sounds like rotted vegetables. That's also considered compost, right? There you go, compost. Umekadesh, and then you sanctify it. And Rashi says, "Umekadesh nosam b'makom v'hamakom mekadesho v'chozor v'nol v'nosam l'mayim." You place that compost on the bottom of the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash. You let it be for a moment, and you pick it up and you place it into the water. So we see. Is that supposed to be a raya or not a raya? I would think it's not a raya. But let's see. Where it says lohi, not true. Rak vuvis yareku dehavi afar. A for lo havi afar. So it sounds like the beginning, it was a raya that you can use ashes. In the end, they're both something that had decomposed or had been ruined and spoiled. So just like you could use compost of a vegetable, you could use ashes of something that's been burnt. And where it says lohi, not true, it's very different. At least vegetables, when it decomposes, it's actual dirt. Ashes is not considered dirt, and therefore you cannot use ashes for the sota. That seems to be the way the Gemara concludes. Gemara now says, two dots. So you have to place enough dirt.
Wait, 1 second. Yeah. So we ended up not learning from the three things, right? Because we didn't find the second option.
Which sounds like a raya, probably, that it wouldn't work either. That would also be a raya that it shouldn't work. That the fact, right. If something is the only thing left off the list, it must be it was left off the list because it doesn't fit.
Right, so the bottom line is you can't use aether.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But anyways, we can do the same
conclusion. But then the Gemara doesn't bring a raya that you can. It just doesn't have a raya that you can. Right. It's really inconclusive, but it seems certainly leaning towards the solution of not being able to use it. Okay, the Gemara now says, Kadesh Yir al Hamayim, to place enough dirt, where after you place the dirt in the water, you could see the dirt, not just a few little particles of dirt. So Tanir Rabbanon, Shlosha Tzrichim Sheiru, there are three things that have to be seen. Afar Sota, Afer Para, Varok Yivama. The dirt of the sota, you place enough, like we saw, it has to be enough in the sota. You have to see the ashes of the para when you place and mix it together in the water. And the last case is the rok yivama. So I must have mentioned this before when I went to that cave when you learned yivamos. When I saw that case in Flatbush, I witnessed a chalitza. So then when the lady had spit, they were very old dayanim. They're like getting on the floor trying to see what was going on. It was somewhat comical. But it's very nice. I'm really getting involved in this mitzvah. But they didn't see the spit going because, you know, they're older and the eyesight wasn't as good. So she had to, like, spit again. But they mamish have to...
It's not hard.
What?
It's not that hard to spit again.
No, but imagine...
It's degrading.
No, but it's degrading. You're on the stage. You're hundreds of bachim, like, hanging over the rafters watching this.
Right.
So you have to be able to see. That's the third thing that needs to be seen. The Rashi says, it says, Le'enei azekeinim, the elders, the dayanim, have to witness the rok coming like slow motion. I wonder if it works if you like catch it in video and like if you replay it, does that count or does it have to actually be while it's taking place? L'chor, you have to be while it's taking place.
You
can always doctor the video. Right. Okay, says the Gemara now, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru Af Dam Tzipur. Even the Dam of a Tzipur says Rashi, Af Dam Tzipur Shel Mitzora, Sheshochto, you shechted the bird needed for the Mitzora. El Kli Cheres, it goes into the earthenware pot. Al ha'mayim chaim onto the spring water, like we discussed yesterday. But tzarach shelo yitein mayim ela kishir sheyadam tzipor nikabhem. You have to place enough. You can't place too much water. You have to put enough water where you can at least notice that it's red and there's blood there. So my time at Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi brought all the psukim of wife to see it. We didn't go through all of them. But what's the reason of this last case of the dam tzipor? My time at Rabbi Shmuel that even that has to be seen. The chesiv v'tava olsam b'dam tzipor, and you dip it in. Talking about the eight eras v'ezov v'talas. To place into the blood of the tzipor, b'tanya b'dam, in the blood, yachal b'dam v'lo b'mayim. One might think only in blood, but no water, undiluted blood. Tamalomer b'mayim, in the water. Now, imayim, if the pasuk says mayim only, yachal b'mayim v'lo b'dam, maybe only in the water, not the blood. Tamalomer b'dam, it says both. The entire pasuk reads on the side here. It says es a tzipor achaya yikach osav es eitz ha'erez ves shnia talas ves ha'ezov v'taval osam. You take the three branches, you place them in osam ves a tzipor achaya b'dam ha'tzipor ashchuta al ha'mayim achayim. It says both dam and mayim. So if it just said one and not the other, you wouldn't think you need the other one. Okay, Todd. Maybe mayim shadam tzipor nikabahem. You have to have water where their blood is noticeable. V'kama, how much is that revius? What's the revius going on? How much Rashi, the Gemara will explain, Rashi says. Is that revius going on how much water, or is it going on how much blood, or is it going on the total amount together? So either way, from this pasuk, the only way you get dam and mayim together is if the dam itself is noticeable. Rabbanan say, no, that's not what's to be learned from the pasuk of mayim and dam. Hahu, that pasuk, lagufe, for the pasuk itself. The Torah tells me, "Atbil b'dam uvamayim." You have to just dip the eight eras, the talas ve'ezov. You have to dip them in both blood and water. But who says you have to see the blood? It has to just be there. So the Gemara says again,
it's how much water he brings. So the blood should still be noticeable as blood and not just like a coloring.
Well, that's for Rabbi Yishmael, no?
For Rabbanan,
say, no, you don't need to know anything.
Right.
You just need both blood and water to be there.
Back when it says Revi, this is the amount of water that you have to put.
I think the Gemara is going to explain this, though. That's what Rashi says. We'll find out. Rabbi Yishmael im Kain, if that's the case, just say Bahem. Why does it have to specify Badam uva Mayim? Lamali. We already know we're talking about blood and water. Why specify blood and water again? It must be Lanika that you have to even recognize that there's both blood and water there. Rabbanan say, no, ik siv rachman of a tavel behem. If it said tavel behem, you're supposed to dip in them. Have a mina, hai lechude. Dip in blood first and then the water separately. How do you know you're supposed to mix them together? So therefore, kas rachman of bedam of a maim larvam to mix them together. But now that they have to be noticeable, they have to just be mixed. Be shmal learvan krach rinaksiv. In order to mix them together, that's learned out from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, b'shachar es atzibur ha'achas. And the pasuk continues to say, el klicharis al maim chayim. So that talks about the shechit of the bird and the water. That tells me you mix them together. The pasuk here of both dam and mayim being repeated, that tells me you have to have it when they're both noticeable. Rabbanan say back, no. Imeahu had behind the pasuk have a mina l'shachto b'samach l'mana. You have to just shecht it next to the mana. V'ninke levarden u'lekab l'dam b'manachmina. And then have to catch all the blood from the windpipe and the esophagus and the whatever it's called, the veins. They have to be caught in another cup. There's no clear indication they have to be in the same kli. Kamashmlan bedam v'mayim, that you have to mix them together. Okay, a lot of back and forth to read through the pasukim how they work out. But in the end of the day, the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to also be able to notice dam of the dam tzibur. This is the fourth example. And Chachamim say you don't have to notice the dam. They have to both be present, but it doesn't have to necessarily be read there. Okay, let's go further now. Gemara says now, Ba'i minei, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zerah, by the way, were pluktas. They had a relationship with each other. So Rabbi Yirmiyah had asked Rabbi Zerah the following question. Gedola umadechas is amayim, kitana v'nitcheis mifnei amayim mahu. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, Gedola umadechas is amayim, she'ein mayim nikr mifnei rov hadam. Let's say there's a lot of blood, gedola dam, and it's madechas is amayim, and it overshadows the blood.
Right, let's say he gets a huge bird.
Right.
The amount of water, it looks like pure blood. It doesn't even look like it's mixed.
Right. So let's say that case. Or the opposite extreme, if it's katana, if a small bird, and that becomes overshadowed by the amount of water. So Ma, what's the halacha there? So Amalei, lav amin lecha. Did I not tell you already, lo tepik nafsheikh labar mehilchasa? Don't take yourself out of the out of what the chachamim tell you. The tzipor dror, shira rabbanon. There's no such thing. So it says Rashi, so you have to know a little bit background about Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah to really appreciate this. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks questions like this all over Shas, these very interesting questions and these extreme questions. And he got booted out of the base medrash in the Gemara and Babasa tells us because he's asking about, does that mean a 40 saw minus a little bit of a mikvah won't work? And Rabbi Zeira, on the other hand, was a very serious individual. He's Rabbi Zeira, is the one who, when he left from Bavel down to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted for 40 days to forget all the Torah that he learned. And he's the one who, come Rabbi Vashachar, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira was so serious in Purim, the rabbi couldn't stand having a Purim with him, so he shechted Rabbi Zeira. So these are the two personalities who were friends, but really, exactly. Rabbi Zeira is very serious. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a little bit, he tried, Gemara Nida says he tried making Rabbi Zeira laugh by asking these interesting questions. So Rabbi Zeira says, stop with these games already. I told you, when the halacha is one way, the halacha is one way. No changing from this. The klal is that they said use a certain bird. That bird is never too big, it's never too small. This will never come up. Don't ask such theoretical questions. Okay, says the Gemara now. A little bit further. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, hiktim afar lamayim, pasul. If you have the dirt in the case of the sota before the water, it's going to be pasul. But Rabbi Shimon machshir, Rabbi Shimon permits one to use it. Just 1 second here, make sure there's nothing important about my moving. Oh, movers are done in Lawrence. Okay. I gotta go. Okay, so let's stop here. I apologize. I wasn't expecting this to be so early.
We'll move it along.
The,
with a lot of mazel.